All right, in this episode, we are going to dive into the alternate Duckaverses. We will explain what that means and why it is tied to a character in Darkwing Duck and DuckTales. Also, in a little bit of movie news, it looks like we're finally going to get the backstory of the badass character that basically stole the movie in the latest Mad Max film that hit theaters this past summer.
We're also about talking about TV. It is fall now, and all these brand new shows are starting. We're going to tell you which ones to watch, maybe, which ones you might like, which ones you're probably going to want to avoid. So this is Pop Culture Connoisseurs. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Pop Culture Connoisseurs. I'm Kitty, along with Mick.
Hello. Episode 106.
Yes, welcome to 106. We got some good stuff to talk about. So, yeah, we have a lot. So, anything before we begin? What have you been watching?
Anything? What have I been watching? I've been watching this show that was on the, I'm pretty sure BBC America, called Misfits.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And it was the one that starred Ramsay Bolton himself. I think it started in like 2011, 2012. It's basically about this group of...
Misfits,
yes. But a group of kids who, there's this weird storm that comes through, and it's like... there's lightning and big like raindrops and all this stuff, and anyway a lot of them end up with special powers.
I had no idea that's what that show was about.
Yeah, it was so good. So it ran from 2009 to 2013, and Iwan Renan, he's the one who played Ramsay Bolton. It's really good.
Really?
I found it on in an article about shows that you need to give a chance. And I mean, obviously, and it was an old... So the Nerdists, I have a bone to pick with them.
Uh-oh.
A little bit. So they do a lot of times, and it was Labor Day weekend, a lot of times they will, because they want to push content out, they will actually push out old articles.
Oh, okay.
And so this is like, shows to catch up on Labor Day weekend. So we went through and like, oh, Misfits, that looks good. And I thought, okay, it started in 2013. No, it ended in 2013. But it was after we had already watched a couple of episodes.
Got it.
We're like, damn it. They did that with Terriers, too. We started Terriers, and it only lasted a season.
Oh.
But again, they push old content out. So yeah. Chris Hardwick.
I'm sure he's pushing the button on those content articles that are sharing his. Yeah, I'm
or
sure.
Jessica Chobot.
Yeah, I'm sure it's her too.
It has to be her.
You know, talent doesn't do anything.
I know nothing. Come on. She's pretty good at reading the prompter.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Misfits, really good.
Is that on Netflix?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
It is on Netflix.
I love me a good British show.
And I'm not a big fan of British shows.
Yeah, no, you're not.
I'm not a big fan of British comedies, but I really liked... I really like it.
Hmm.
So, I'm trying to see. I don't remember what it was on, but it was definitely like BBC or something like
that.
Sure. It's really good, actually. It's fun. Oh. It's kind of like Heroes a little bit, but not.
But British.
But British, but these are not heroes by any stretch. But it's good. I really like it.
Oh, so, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, so.
It's cool.
What about you?
I've been watching Masters of Sex on Showtime, and I really like it. It's great. I mean, Michael Sheen and... Lizzie Kaplan are great. So it's very good. I mean, it is obviously about sex, but it's, you know, it shows a lot of like, it's based
nudity.
Well, yes. but it's based on a true story of these two, doctors. One's a doctor technically. One isn't, but they started a study on human sexuality. And you know, back in the '50s when sexuality was not something people talked about or even discussed or anything. So there's a lot of pushback and you know, that sort of thing, and their study, and they really revolutionized the way we think about sex now, or what we know about sex now. So it's just really interesting to see that even just 60 years ago that our society was, you know, the way it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I like it a lot. It's great drama.
I think it's going into season 3 or 4.
Season 4 just started.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've been catching up on Showtime. So, I'm on season 2 right now.
So. Oh, so it's on Showtime.
Yeah. Okay. It's a Showtime show. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's really good. So, I'm enjoying it.
Hmm. You're not going to have much time to keep watching those after all these new shows come out. I love this time of year.
I get to go back to doing nothing on the weekends. Sorry, don't ask me to do anything.
Except pickleball.
Except pickleball, exactly.
We got hooked over
the
last
week. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Really big sport in the senior citizen communities.
That's what I like about it. It's easy.
But yeah, a lot of fun. So anyway.
Yeah.
Let's see. There are a lot of shows to look forward to, which we'll talk about some of the fall shows. And there will be some movies that we'll talk about this fall. But we usually do our fall show, but we decided this time we're going to wait and watch a few.
Yeah, and then we'll tell you what we think.
And then we'll talk about
it. Yeah. So. And there's a lot of them premiering. Oh, we'll get back into that when we talk about it. But there's a lot premiering this week, right? So, yeah, so soon.
And some just pushed to October. And just think, we are almost a month away from The Walking Dead.
I know.
So even though I know what happened. But that's all right. We knew this was going to happen.
Exactly.
So
can't
that's all
right. Keep it secret.
Right. No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And last night we watched the Emmys.
We did watch the Emmys.
And I was very impressed that they were done by 10 o'clock.
I agree. You know, I really liked, there were some things that drag on because there's certain categories and certain things they have to do, which are not exactly the most entertaining, but, overall I liked it. I liked Jimmy Kimmel, and there were some surprises there that I'm glad that they're finally branching out from the same people who always win.
Except Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah.
Continues to win.
I mean, she does deserve to win. Mm-hmm. I mean, she is fantastic on Veep. You know, and Maggie Smith. Nothing
God,
against Maggie Smith. She's amazing.
Abby, but...
And
she's
amazing.
Barely in that
but
show.
I know, but she's won like a million times. They have to let somebody in. There were so many great people in that category who deserved to win as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So yeah, I mean they still need to work on, you know, giving other people a chance, but there were some pleasant surprises, as in Tatiana Maslany winning Best Actress. Mm-hmm. We were both so surprised when it happened because we both went, oh, she's not going to win.
Yeah.
And then she did. So.
And she was shocked.
I know. So I'm so happy for her because if anybody deserves it, she deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
She deserves an Emmy for every character she plays.
Yeah.
So.
And I think even more. So I still need to watch season 4.
Yeah, I'm still a couple seasons behind too. But.
Season 3 was good. It was good. I really enjoyed it. And now I can watch it on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get caught up on that. And it's just, it's one of those that they're so good. The show is so good at mixing the comedy and the action and the suspense. You just have these great characters.
Yeah, for whatever reason, if you think you're not going to be into this show and, you know, maybe it's too sci-fi for you or something, it's not. It's so many different things. And it's just so enjoyable. So, I mean, there's something for everybody, I think. So,
just join the Clone Club.
Join it. You won't regret it.
Mm-mm.
It's really good. So.
All right, let's get into some TV talk.
Okay.
All right, so we'll continue with a little bit more of our Emmy talk. This is Emmy by the Numbers, Deadline.com. They posted this. And this is kind of like the scoreboard of who won the most. And, and Game of Thrones, hands down, won the most. But I thought it was funny that Jimmy Kimmel, I thought, was really a really good host. And I love that he was like, if you don't have a dragon in your show or... then just,
he was
you
pretty
just
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, yeah, Game of Thrones and
The People versus O.J. Simpson
took a lot of awards.
You would need
this. I gotta go try
it's
and find
eight
it somewhere.
Episode. It is so damn good.
You said it's on Hulu. I haven't looked yet, but I hope it is.
Well, it was. Oh my gosh, it was so. I was hooked from episode 1, and it was the performances. I mean, obviously, Sarah Paulson.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Sarah Paulson finally won an Emmy, and it was so well deserved.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, and I love that she brought Marcia Clark.
Yeah, that was really Marcia Clark. That was very cool of her to do that. Her, so date. Yeah.
Sterling K. Brown, also fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad he won. And also Courtney B. Vance.
Yes.
I didn't realize that...
Him and Angela Bassett are an item. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
I think they have been together for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Talk about a great couple, right?
Oh, my.
I know. Powerhouse.
Gosh. Now they need to get them on one of Ryan Murphy's shows together.
Together? That would be great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Courtney B. Vance is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
So anyway, yeah, so they took a lot of the wins.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there was the I guess this is still a thing on Twitter. People are so pissed that Grease Live won over Beyonce.
Beyonce, yeah. Mm. I don't know. I didn't see either of those, so I can't speak to that, but...
Mm-hmm.
But I would say, I mean, a live production is a big endeavor. So.
And it was pretty, I mean, I watched the first hour and I was like, wow, this was really done very well.
But, you know, people are just mad because it's Beyonce.
Right.
I feel like Beyonce should win everything.
Surprised the Beehive hasn't stung
exactly.
them today. Maybe they have. We just haven't heard about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, yeah, so what else? Veep, obviously. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Transparent won a lot.
Oh, yeah. I love... Again, Kimmel was great.
He was.
Out of the gate, he was just like going over and just handing the Emmy to
Jeffrey Tambor.
To Jeffrey Tambor.
Yeah, I know.
And he won.
And Sherlock won, which made me happy.
Oh, yeah. Because have you finished that one?
I have.
Oh, you did?
I finished them all. It's really good. So.
And they're only like 4 episodes, but...
Yeah.
But they're like an hour and...
Yeah, an hour and a half.
They're basically... Four movies.
They're tiny mini movies, yeah. So
tiny mini movies.
Not really mini though.
That's good.
Yeah. So some big ones. And HBO is the big winner. FX was the second, with 18 total Emmys, including Creative Arts Emmys, which they gave away the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty amazing. So it's HBO, FX, and Netflix were the big three who won the most.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of shows you what's going with TV.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know?
Network TV.
Network, you can't compete with it anymore.
Mm-mm.
You know? So.
Well, now Game of Thrones has won basically the crown for the most wins. They won 38 since they started. And it beat Frasier by 1 when Frasier had 37. I was never a fan of Frasier. I never was.
I remember watching it, and I've caught it in reruns here and there, and it's fine. But I do remember it being like this huge hit show in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I think I'd choose Game of Thrones over Frasier.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, God, absolutely.
So, I don't know.
So speaking of Game of Thrones, so... we were talking. Why the hell was George R. Martin... Why was he at the Emmys? Like, seriously.
Well, it's his show. I get it.
Stay home.
I know why he's there, but also.
I know he needs a break, but come on.
I know. Come on.
Anyway.
You're supposed to be working on that book 24/7. Don't you know that, George?
Right. So, since he was there at the Emmys, of course he got cornered about what's next, because Game of Thrones, we only have 2 seasons left.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, he says he has thousands of pages of fake history of everything that led up to the Game of Thrones, and there's a lot of material, and apparently he's writing more. So let's see. So instead of writing and finishing Game of Thrones, he's writing more backstory. Ugh. I just don't. Anyway, so basically he's kind of throwing it out there that probably after Game of Thrones, we're going to get another series based on the history of Game of Thrones.
Which I like that idea, because I think there's so much interesting stuff that they could do.
Do you know how long it took him to write the first
few
books?
I know. Well, I don't know when this is going to happen, unless he lets... these guys who do Game of Thrones now run with it.
But they said they're not doing it. Because I think they're Game of Thrones out.
Oh, I guess. I guess you would be after.
And they would probably want to move on to a new project.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done an amazing job. But anyway, so he says that there's all this material, there's prequel.
I will believe material. It when I see it.
Right.
You know, I feel like George probably says a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, he probably does.
I don't know. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, we'll have to wait and see on that one. Okay, so let's talk a little bit of season 7, which is underway filming. Mm-hmm. They even talked about it last night on the Emmys, where everyone was there. They were going to head right back.
Yeah.
Heading back to filming.
To filming, yeah.
So, I can't. And the, you know, Q of the actors said that, you know, the season 7, once they got through the scripts, it really kind of tore them up. And it'll be interesting who doesn't make it through to see season 8.
I have a feeling
there'll be a few people that we are pretty...
I'm sure.
So, every time, and this is, goes with The Walking Dead, and this is why, if you really search hard, you'll probably find out who ended up at the receiving end of Lucille. But anyway, so that's Walking Dead. But anyway, with Game of Thrones, there are all these... It's the same thing with Kit Harington last year. He was always there around filming.
Like, I know.
I don't know how they expect them to hide it. Anyway, so... Well, there are two cast members, past cast members, who have shown up. They're just around while filming has begun. And so the actor who plays Gendry and also Jorah Mormont.
Well, I didn't think Jorah would be gone for good.
No.
I figured we would see him again.
Right.
Gendry, which is exciting because ever since he set sail on that little boat, how many ever seasons ago, people have been wanting Gendry back.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. That's fun. I hope he is back. That'd be a nice little fan service, I think. So many people want Gendry back. So, but I mean, he could have a actual, like, purpose.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And, I mean, obviously, he is of King's blood.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And there are so many loose ends that they're going to have to start tying these up.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
It's either he dies.
Yeah.
Or he's coming back.
Yeah. So. I would agree. Yeah. I feel like they're probably going to tie up a lot of that stuff in this season, I would think. And then the last season will probably focus on the White Walkers and that stuff.
Because we can't really add too many more cast members.
Exactly.
I mean, they're adding a few new.
Yeah.
I mean, poor Angela Lansbury was rumored to be part of it. Damn it. I wish she was.
I wish she was, too.
Maybe they'll surprise us.
I know. Yeah. You never know. You never know.
She's getting up there.
That's true. She is. She is up there.
Okay, so talking about returning characters and things like that, I think we talked about in our last podcast about how they said that Connie Britton was only going to be around for a few episodes of the new season of Nashville, which premiere in January.
That's right.
We know that our girl Connie and Kyle Chandler were both of the Emmys last night.
I know, and they took a picture together, and it was so adorable.
Gosh. That makes me want to go back and watch
Friday. That's what you should do, is put Kyle Chandler on Nashville, and I'll totally watch it.
Well,
have
him
be a football coach. Then Raina can become the wife of a football coach.
Right.
And then move him to Texas.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Full circle. But anyway, so yeah, there's all this talk because there are a few cast members who are not coming back. And basically, Connie Britton's like, don't believe everything you read.
Yeah, she's saying, like, I don't know where that came from. It's kind of crazy.
Because it's like, I don't understand how you can have that show without Raina.
I don't think you can. You can't. No. Absolutely not. I mean, she's one of the biggest, if not the biggest character on that show, and a lot of it revolves around her. So, I mean, if you were going to get rid of Raina, I would hope you'd have more of Hayden Panettiere, but I don't see her sticking around too much either.
Right.
You know? So I don't know.
Well, and they're doing a full season
on
CMT, which that's ambitious, I believe.
I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. And it will be interesting. I mean, even Connie Britton said in this interview that we're reading through TVLine.com that it's the best writing they've had on the show. And I mean, it's the 30-something creators who have taken over as showrunners.
I love 30-something.
So, you did?
My mom watched it. And
oh,
I remember
really?
Watching it with her. Yeah.
I never watched it.
I almost want to go back and watch it now that I am 30-something.
Well, I better hurry.
You only have a few months.
Oh, shit. Okay, binge watch.
And then you no longer apply to it. You can't watch it. I don't even know. I wonder if that's on Netflix or something. I don't know. But I remember watching that show a lot with my parents.
I wish Designing Women
was. We used to tape it. I know. Why isn't that on?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. God, I'd love Designing Women.
And China Beach. I used to watch that one, too. Did you
Dana
watch that
Delaney.
One? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We used to watch that one a lot, too.
So good.
I know.
Golden Girls, they're not on.
They're not.
On
are they?
Streaming, either.
They're not.
I don't think so. No, because I'd be watching them. It's so fun. I mean, that shit is so funny.
It's so funny.
Even today.
I know.
Huh. Well, that'll probably be the next wave of those. Netflix always has to be the comings and goings on Netflix.
That's true.
But usually what happens is if it leaves Netflix, it goes to Hulu or Amazon or something.
That's true. Yeah, they kind of bounce around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we got to talk about DuckTales.
We got to talk about this.
I can't believe this.
So, growing up, like many of you, you probably watched DuckTales.
Hell yeah, I watched DuckTales.
You probably watched Darkwing Duck as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably thought they were kind of in the same, I don't know, they were the same world. I never really thought about
Launchpad
it.
Launchpad was on both of them.
Exactly. So you never really, and for some reason I always thought Darkwing was related to Donald in some way.
Or Scrooge or something.
I feel like there was probably even an episode about that.
I don't understand.
Like a crossover? I could just be muddling that, but...
Well, there was a crossover,
wasn't
there?
It?
Yeah, I know that he was
I'm almost certain there was some sort of crossover or something.
Yep.
But apparently... No, they're two different duck universes.
What?
What?
There are duck universes now?
And why? There's not a shared universe, sorry. DuckTales is in a whole other universe than Darkwing Duck, which just... I think that's...
That's BS.
Yes, I agree.
Find a different character. Don't...
So, I didn't know this. I didn't realize this, I guess. DuckTales, the movie, which was one of the best movies ever.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. I remember going to the theater.
Treasure of the Lost Lamp,
yes.
Darkwing Duck is a spinoff of the movie. And I guess I never realized that, but how can it be a spinoff but be in a different universe?
Did you ever watch Fringe or Lost?
No. I refuse.
You would love Lost. Now, Fringe, I'll give you. Eh. But, yeah.
Yeah, Launchpad, McQuack, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
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 I don't get it.
What?
I don't understand. And number one, I don't think Disney subscribes to the different universes, but this is back in the day. I mean, I remember Launchpad was a little different, but
yeah.
It was voiced by the same damn guy. Like, what?
I feel like this, come on, this guy, whoever, I guess he created Darkwing Duck or something, just doesn't, in his book, they were in two different universes, but to everyone else, they were not, so,
mm-hmm.
Dude.
Well, I mean, and he was a little bit of a different character on Darkwing. I mean,
true.
It even mentions in here that Launchpad tended to be a little less competent in Darkwing, but obviously he was really good on DuckTales.
But why would you name two different characters in two different universes the same?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that?
Right.
That would be like having Spider-Man in a Superman movie, but also in a kind of two different universes.
But Marvel has different universes.
Yeah, but they're all kind of connected, aren't they?
kind of.
Like, Galaxy, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, all that stuff's kind of connected.
Yeah, but now you're
But I guess parallel. X-Men yeah. is not really connected to the but rest of them. Is... But it is.
Yeah. Anyway.
This is too complicated.
Too complicated. Anyway, we just wanted you guys to know that. Yeah. We didn't want to
anyway,
frustrate you.
Anyway, that would
you
blow your mind
ourselves.
If you were a child who watched this in the 90s, 80s, and 90s.
Yeah, I loved
so disappointing.
DuckTales.
I know.
I even have the video game on NES.
I know.
Oh, God.
Obsessed with DuckTales.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move on to our fall shows.
Fall shows!
And I really like the article you found on BuzzFeed.
Shout out to BuzzFeed for putting together this article, if I can find it.
The 14 fall shows to be excited about, 13 to give a chance. And 8 just to avoid.
So they're two reporters, Jarrett Weisselman and Kate Arthur. Jarrett Weisselman, I follow him on Twitter, and he does a lot of entertainment reporting, and I like his stuff generally. And so they broke it down, which shows you should give a chance to, which shows probably not. So it's pretty cool. So, and a lot of these shows, some of these shows don't start till later. Some won't start till next month. Some of them are starting as soon as this week, so... We'll see. So give it a chance. American Housewife, which we've talked about. And I liked the upfronts with that.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one about the woman who lives in like an upscale neighborhood and her family is kind of, you know, trying to fit in with that whole
Because they're
crowd.
More middle class.
Yeah, because they're more middle class. And the wife is, you know, a little heavier than the... typical rich housewife, and so this is the one that they had called it the second fattest housewife in Westport was the original title of this series, which is beyond me stupid. Why would you think it would be okay for that? But now they've changed it to American Housewife to make it more a little
nice.
But anyway,
it just reminds me of Trophy Wife, which they tried on and what's her name was in it, and
oh,
it was
right.
really
that's
funny.
Right, I know.
Maya or Malum something. Anyway, I've seen the trailers in it. It looks funny.
It looks funny. I think I'll watch it. Mm-hmm. I can't say I'll watch it religiously, but that starts October 11th on ABC. So another one to be excited about, they say, is Atlanta. And this
I've heard many great things
about this. This is on FX, and it's already started, so you could go up and catch up. But it stars Donald Glover. And it's about him and his family, I think, trying to break into the rap scene in Atlanta. And it's supposed to be really great. And Donald Glover's great, so...
Who will probably be the next Lando Calrissian prequel in Han Solo. Just so you know. Just FYI.
I can see it. But it's supposed to be very good. And, you know, it explores a lot of issues that African Americans really deal with nowadays. So, yeah, it should be pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next one to be excited about, Better Things. The only thing that makes me not excited, even though BuzzFeed tells me to be excited about Better Things, I do not like Louis C.K. I do not like
you
him.
You don't like Louis C.K.?
No.
Why?
I think he's an ass.
I like him. Mm-mm. I think he's funny.
No, I'm not a fan of his. I think he's pomp. I don't know. Maybe I haven't watched enough shows. He's just... He seems like the typical asshole straight dude that, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Really?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you like him on Parks and Rec? He played the cop that Leslie was dating?
I did like him then.
Yeah, see? That's
maybe
what
I
like
his stand-up. I don't like
maybe
his
stand-up. Maybe it's a
stand-up.
Yeah, maybe it's a stand-up. I like him. I mean, and his show is really funny, too. Mm. I don't know. I like Louis C.K., but... I like this woman in it, Pamela Adlon. And this show, I haven't watched it yet, and I've been meaning to, because the trailers look pretty good, so maybe. But that's on now, Thursday night. And What to Avoid?
CBS shows.
CBS shows in general. particularly Bull, which I didn't really remember this one, but it's the guy from NCIS, Michael Weatherly. It's his new show, and he's like a... Eagle.
He's very handsome.
He is handsome. He's a trial consultant hired to like help lawyers and stuff. Anyway, it's supposed to be. It's not really good according to BuzzFeed, and it didn't look very good anyway. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Phil is involved in the show, and it's apparently based on his experiences that we've never heard a word about.
Oh, good. So he makes it up.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. So, unless you really like stuff like that,
no,
I'm definitely going to avoid it. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Give it a chance. Conviction, darling. Starring Haley Atwell.
Yep. Agent Carter herself.
ABC. This one I remember seeing the upfront and it looked pretty good because I like Haley Atwell so much. But also Emily Kinney's in this, mm-hmm. Beth from The Walking Dead. And Haley Atwell plays she's a rebellious former president's daughter who gets busted for drugs or something. And so they put her in this program to help reform people or something like that. It looks pretty good. So I don't know. That starts not until October. So. Yeah.
Starting this week, though, on ABC, it is at 10 o'clock, is Designated Survivor. BuzzFeed says to give it a chance. We've talked about this one.
I don't know.
I don't know. Again, I don't know how you make a series out of this.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I like the idea of it. I mean, he's a Designated Survivor. You know, there's apparently always one that if something happens to the president, the vice president, the House majority, I mean, all this stuff, there's always someone that can, in the case of a disaster, terrorist attack, or natural disaster, that they then become president, and that is Kiefer Sutherland, who, I mean, he's Jack fucking Bauer.
Exactly. Like, he is Jack Bauer. I mean, I don't know if he's going to be kicking in doors and defusing bombs, but he's Jack Bauer.
Give it till season two or three when they're running out of ideas. The next one I definitely want to give a chance, and that is Divorce.
Yes, absolutely.
It's on HBO starting on Sundays in October with Sarah Jessica Parker and Thomas Hayden Church.
I
was very again, I haven't seen an episode, but even when I first heard about it, I'm like,
I know, right?
We have The Affair.
Yeah.
We have a divorce now. But it looks really good.
It looks really good. It really does.
Really good.
So, yeah, I'm excited for that one. So, I have high hopes for that one. Give it a chance. Another one. This one's on USA, which I haven't heard about.
Because it's on USA.
It's about a redhead lead detective. I don't know. It's like The Killing. It's pretty much just a detective show, so I don't know. BuzzFeed says give it a chance, but I never heard of it. Avoid, which this one could have told you by the
Gina Davis.
This is our first Avoid, second Avoid, The Exorcist, which premieres this Friday on Fox Friday night. It looks terrible. The upfront looked terrible, but I mean, they in their little review they said there's nothing here we haven't seen before, which is true. I mean, how many movies and whatnot have been made and. You know, it's, I don't know. And, you know, and they're like saying, I don't know how you make a TV series out of this to make it new and anything. And that's true. I mean, that's exactly what we talked about when we first heard about this. So, yeah, I'll probably avoid that too. And the fact that it's on Friday nights at 8 o'clock kind of tells me.
That's where MacGyver's going to. We'll get to MacGyver in a
minute. So I'm assuming that Fox is not expecting it to do well.
No.
So, yeah.
And Friday night used to be huge, but
The
times have changed.
Exactly.
The one to be excited about, and I actually emailed this one to you.
I know. I want to see it. I know.
This is on Amazon, and all six season one episodes are already now streaming.
I gotta go watch this one,
Yeah, I mean, this is a British humor, which, again, I'm not too excited about, but this looks really funny, and
apparently
she is really, really funny in it. And it's basically kind of like, well, they describe it as, you know, sort of like, you know, when Sex and the City first started, Carrie Bradshaw, Sarah Jessica Parker's character, would speak directly to the camera, kind of giving viewers kind of a different vantage point of what's going on in her head. And so anyway, this is where she breaks that fourth wall, and she talks directly to the viewer. Kind of like Kevin Spacey does in House of Cards.
Got it, okay.
So anyway, it's just basically, you know, it's
based on a play, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go watch this, for sure.
The pilot.
I've seen a lot of, like, ads, I feel like, in my Facebook feed or Twitter. I don't know, I've seen some ads here and there, and it looks really good. Another Give It a Chance, Frequency, which is based on the
Which you're going to give it a chance anyway.
I am going to give it a chance, because it's on CW. It doesn't start till October. You know, they're saying, give it a chance. It might be okay. And, you know, I'm inclined to at least try it, just because I love the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'll at least give this a try. We'll see. Give It a Chance, Good Behavior. Oh, I don't know this one. TNT, it has...
TNT, that's all we need to know.
Yeah, it's on TNT. It has Michelle Doctor in it. That's all I know. So if you like Lady Mary from Downton Abbey, maybe watch this.
And to be excited.
Be excited.
The Good Place. And NBC's really putting a lot really of emphasis on this
one.
Yeah,
putting a lot of their eggs in this basket, hoping that it's good. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on like 3 times this week. It's premiering after The Voice tonight. So we'll
Two episodes tonight. And then another episode.
On Thursday.
This is the one.
I know.
Already over.
I know.
In 1 week.
This is the one with Kristen Bell and Ted Danson, and she goes to heaven, and it was kind of a mistake that she's supposed to be there, and it looks really funny. It's from the creators of Parks and Rec.
Which
sold me from the get-go, but then Kristen Bell also sold me. So.
Well, and it says, and even in the BuzzFeed dudes were like, Dudette was like, yeah, this is intelligent jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So all the Donald Trump supporters are not going to get it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to say that. I've been holding it in. But it looks so funny. And they're not bleeping anything, exactly. Which is even better. But she can't say bad words.
Yeah, you can't say bad words in The Good Place.
So
I'm very excited for this. And I'm really hoping that it's good and it does well. Because NBC needs another comedy like this after they got rid of Parks and Rec and that sort of thing. So I'm very excited for that. Mm-hmm. So we'll let you know how that goes. This one says, I'm really surprised at this one. Give It a Chance, The Great Indoors. This is the one on CBS. And that starts also in October, but it's with Joel McHale and he plays some sort of like, you know, playboy adventurer, has a magazine anyway.
Didn't they think he died?
Yeah, or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
So the reviewers here say, it's all right. I mean, they said it's not great, but it's all right. I am still going to hard pass on it. It doesn't look like my sort of thing, but, you know.
Well, maybe. It's kind of like 2.5 Men.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I bet it fits really well with Kevin Can Wait. Or Can't Wait.
God.
Yeah. Anyway.
Kevin Can Wait.
So let's get back to a Be Excited one. Insecure, also on HBO, starting on, and it's... Is it going to be paired with Divorce?
October 9th.
It is.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
Oh, and Divorce is only 30 minutes. Even better.
Even better. Exactly. Okay.
So Insecure apparently is the year's best comedy, according to BuzzFeed. It stars Issa Rae and Larry Moore. Oh, actually, they created what they're calling an engrossing, deeply relatable, hugely funny, and painfully real series about Issa and... her fears of turning the big 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just... Oh, and they're hoping this takes over for Work Girls.
Yeah, because I guess Girls is ending next year, so this is a kind of a natural replacement. So I definitely think I'd watch that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm going to be watching Divorce, so I'll just keep it on.
Exactly. And Avoid, a big Avoid, which we could have told you from the get-go. Kevin Can Wait. This is just more of the same with Kevin James.
Who is the wife? How young is she? It looks like Catherine McPhee, but it's not. I can't find it. Anyway, it's just same bullshit.
Yeah, it's same bullshit. And like even they're saying it's nothing like... I mean, King of Queens was actually pretty funny here and there. And it had more potential as a long-running series. They're saying this does not. So.
And then, okay... Fox, have we not learned? You tried Minority Report.
You tried that? Uh-huh.
You tried all these other movies. You tried to turn them into shows, and they didn't work.
No.
Here's the thing. Why do you need to remake a movie?
I don't know.
Into a show.
I don't get it.
I mean,
30 years
love
after
Damon.
The fact.
Okay, so Give It a Chance, Lethal Weapon, starting on Fox.
I don't know.
This Wednesday, 8 a.m. or 8 p.m. And I love Damon Wayans.
I love Damon Wayans as well.
And the guy who's playing Riggs is... Hot.
Yeah, he is hot.
Clayne.
I don't know who he is. Clayne Crawford.
Anyway, why did you have to use Lethal Weapon? Why couldn't you just create another show?
Right, that's kind of like Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Did you have to call it Lethal Weapon?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're saying give it a chance, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Another remake remake. To Avoid is MacGyver.
MacGyver shock.
Avoid at all costs. They're saying it's nowhere near as good as the original. It's totally useless. So
so is Matt LeBlanc's new show, Man with a Plan,
Monday. I got a big Avoid.
Blah, blah, blah.
And, you know, it's, I like this review because they make a point of where, why in this day and age are we having these sitcoms where men are baffled by taking care of their own children or, you know, like doing housework.
Because it's on CBS.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I was like, that's so true. I mean, why are we still holding on to these old stereotypes? I don't get it.
Well, because they're waiting to see if Donald Trump is elected president. And if he is, then these shows are going to be relevant.
Through the roof. Yeah. I don't know. It looks dumb. But another Be Excited, which is Marvel's Luke Cage, which I'm very excited. That starts streaming September 30th on Netflix. It's supposed to be really good. I can't wait for Jessica Jones season 2 to come out. I don't even know when that's coming. But that should be good because he was great in her series. So I'm excited to see his. So...
Another Give It a Chance. It's called No Tomorrow. It's on the CW's. Starting Mondays at 9, but it doesn't start till October 10th. I remember seeing this trailer, but I don't really remember much about what the show's about.
I think it's the one about the world is ending or something. And then she asks her good-looking neighbor out. Hold on.
I don't know. I just remember him in the...
He thinks the world is ending, and she goes along with it so she can live her life, too. Anyway, I don't know. It's paired with, like, Jane the Virgin and those sorts of things, so I think it might do well, but we'll see.
Yeah.
A Big Void, Notorious, which
we've already called
this is the one about the...
And I love Piper Perabo.
I do. Yeah, I'm indifferent. This is the one about the sexy TV producer and the sexy lawyer who work together on Lawyers.
It's your real life. Exactly. Kitty. Come on.
Which is hogwash.
Right. I love how they think it's the producer.
I know.
It'd be a reporter.
Yeah.
The producers don't talk. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I know. It's so dumb, but it's on ABC and it looks really bad. So, and they said it looks really bad too. Another Amazon show, One Mississippi, from Tig Notaro, who, is a comedian, and it's supposed to be pretty good. I think this is kind of, I think about her life maybe. So
And this one's a Be Excited, and it's already on Amazon. Six episodes are streaming. Another one, Be Excited, Pitch, and you mentioned you thought it looked really good.
Yeah, I liked the idea of it, so we'll see. Mark Paul Gosselaar's in this. I had no idea. But this is about
the Pitch?
Yeah.
Wow, okay, I might watch that.
It's about the young girl who becomes the first like female pitcher in the MLB. And this is going to air, I think, after Empire or before Empire, one of those two, maybe. But it looks pretty good. So, I don't know. They're saying be excited about it. So, maybe I will.
Another Avoid on CBS.
CBS, yes.
Shocking. Pure genius.
I don't even remember what this one was about.
I don't think we even saw it. We didn't see a trailer for it. And this is another one, even the BuzzFeed people are like, look, this is another parade of CBS shows with all male white leads.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what's going on at CBS.
Yeah.
But hopefully they turn into the number 3 or 4 network.
Yeah.
And the next Be Excited, this is on Cinemax, which I guess we can kind of skip over. I don't really know who watches Cinemax.
I don't either.
I mean, Skinemax. Quarry.
And then another one to be excited about is called Queen Sugar, which is on the OWN network, which, I don't know.
Good for Oprah.
Yeah, good for her. I don't know much about that one, but apparently she should be excited about it, so.
Hmm.
Another TBS show called Search Party is another Be Excited. I don't know a thing about it. Oh.
Oh, Speechless. Be Excited. That's good.
Be Excited. That's good. And I have actually watched the pilot because it's available to stream on ABC's app on Apple TV if you have that. So you can watch the pilot.
Okay.
And it actually starts Wednesday night. But I liked it a lot. I liked Minnie Driver. I think it has potential. I think it was really funny and cute. So, yeah.
Oh, they're not pairing it with... Okay, God.
It's on the same...
I thought they were going to pair with that damn The Real O'Neills. I hate that kid. okay, good.
No, they're pairing it with Modern Family and The Goldbergs and that whole comedy block. So, yeah.
And Fresh Off the Boat.
And Fresh Off the Boat, exactly. So, yeah, I would recommend that one. I liked the pilot, so I'm excited to see the rest of it.
Hmm.
Hulu has a new show called Shut Eye coming out. It's a crime drama. That's all I know.
Avoid, Son of Zorn.
Son of Zorn, which is disappointing. This is the one on Fox, and it's like the, it's animation slash live action. Like, Zorn is a animated character voiced by Jason Sudeikis, and it actually looks really funny, at least the upfronts did, but they're saying avoid it, that it's not even really that funny.
Wow, so. And she even says her last line is, Zorn is the sort of project that makes you look at who's involved and truly wonder what happened.
That's disappointing. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, the next Be Excited we should talk about is This Is Us.
Oh, I was going to skip over the MTV one.
I skipped over the MTV one.
This Is Us, yes.
Which looks really, really good. It comes on NBC's, well, I guess it's starting tomorrow, actually, but then in October it's going to shift to a different time slot. But, you know, and this one kind of centers around...
Thank you, NBC. That's a great way to start a show.
I know.
And this is supposed to be like the next Parenthood.
Exactly.
You have got to keep me on task with this one. You have to make sure.
We have to watch this one.
Okay.
Yeah, and this reviewer is telling me I cried the whole time. I'm like, okay, well, then I'm going to love this because,
Lord.
And it reminds you of Parenthood, then yes, I'm going to love this. So.
And you get to see Milo Ventimiglia.
Yeah.
And Mandy Moore's in it.
I'm very excited for that one, so I can't wait.
And Sterling K. Brown's in this one.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that last night. Yeah, we talked about that's right. He is. So, that'll be fun. Give it a chance. Timeless, which we talked about this one at the upfronts. This is one of the time travel ones, I believe. I don't remember which one this is. There's some time travel in it. And I think there's like a villain who time travels and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They're saying give it a chance. I don't know. I don't expect it to be. It's from Eric Kripke, who's behind Supernatural, so I'm almost obligated to give it a chance.
You are absolutely obligated. I don't know why.
But we'll see.
What is this Give It a Chance Westworld? I think it looks really good.
I know. I think it does too.
Because they're hoping it's the next Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Because they need something to take over.
Yeah.
And it has, I mean, it has
Evan Rachel Newton.
Yeah. And it also has James Marsden. He's hot.
Yes, he is. Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, and it's based on Michael Crichton's 1973 film of the same name. So it's basically kind of like a western.
Sci-fi western?
Kind of. Yeah, sci-fi western. Yeah. They're robots. It's kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure, they're saying. Yeah, it's very interesting. And fucking Anthony Hopkins is in it. He is obviously so good all the time.
Yeah. No, I'm excited for that. And that starts in October, too. So... Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's just a few. We're going to be trying to watch as many of these as we can, or we want to watch. I'm not going to watch every one of them, because some of them I'm just not going to waste my time watching. But what we do watch, we'll report back and let you know what we think.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, we just have a little bit of movie news to get through, and then we are done. So hold on one sec. Okay, in movie news, this is the news that we've been waiting a long time to hear, because we, from the get-go after Mad Max, they said that we weren't going to get any more Furiosa.
Yeah.
But now, it looks like we are going to get
a prequel of Furiosa. Prequel. So, we'll get to see everything that kind of led up to her being in the Mad Max, whatever, Thunderdome thing that was. Which is awesome. I'm excited. And to see more of her, like... Lady clan or whatever she was with.
Yeah. And apparently it's going to start later this year. And it looks like that Charlize Theron will be back in the role.
Good.
I wonder if she'll still have a shaved head.
And I wonder if she'll have an arm.
Oh, that's an even better question. Yeah. I bet she does.
I bet she does.
We can find out how.
Yeah, find out how she lost her arm.
Let's see. There are two sequels apparently in development, and he's indicated Furiosa might not return for those, but we're getting the prequel, so that's good. And it doesn't say here whether he will be directing. I think he's involved. I just don't think he's directing this one. He is old.
Who?
You know, George Miller, the guy who's done Mad Max. I mean, he's in his
80s. He's got to be, I mean, Mad Max, the first one. That makes sense.
So we're going to get more of her. Thank goodness.
I know.
So that's good stuff. Okay, so anyway, real quick to Star Wars news. And this is quick Star Wars news. This is all we have.
Is it always quick? percent.
It is. We only have one piece of news, and it has nothing to do with Rey.
That's true.
It has nothing to do with Luke.
That's true.
It has nothing.
So we shouldn't drone on Snoke. Too much about this.
Right. So anyway, it looks like, I mean, they made this big deal that Star Wars Episode 8 was done filming in, I think it was July, end of July, beginning of August, something like that. Well, come to find out, Lupita has not filmed her scene yet.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of strange to think that she hasn't filmed her scenes.
I wonder if it's just her schedule or...
I don't know, but how do you... And...
But I mean, she's...
They're always... They go back and do reshoots.
True.
But she's still waiting to film her scenes, so it's like, is she even going to have much of a presence in the next movie?
Well, I wonder if they just shot the scenes that, you know, she's in, and she's just going to go back and voice them later. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, you know, she's all...
Yeah, they just leave
CGI,
it.
So...
Right. But, see, the thing is, in the first one, she was CGI, but she was still there.
I know.
And
which
they still
is, which
interacted
is cool.
with her, and she was crawling on her knees and things like that, so...
So, I don't know. Maybe it's just different this time.
Well, but... we know that everyone's split up in the next movie, so maybe she's in it, but she's not with the heroes until...
Yeah, you're right, maybe.
Till the end or something like that. Yeah. But anyway... Her character was
so
definitely
good.
One of my favorites.
I agreed. So good.
I want her and Chewie to get married.
I like that Wookiee.
I like that Wookiee. But anyway, so she's still waiting to film her scene. So obviously when there are updates, we'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
But we should. I mean, we're just a couple of months away from Rogue One. And we're probably a couple of months away from... Getting a trailer.
I would hope so. Right?
It has
there
to be
There has to be at least a
attached.
Teaser
it has
during
to be
Rogue
attached
One.
To
it
Rogue
has
One.
To be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What I would do, if I mean, no one's asking me, but, you know, instead of putting...
If Disney were to ask me my advice...
They should put the trailer at the end of Rogue One.
Oh, yes. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, it's a year out. They would have to...
Because Episode 7... We got it way before
I mean,
out.
Yeah, we have to have something. Mm-hmm. Have to be.
Mm.
Yeah, I know.
Wait.
I know.
Anyway. All right, guys. you can always find us on Podbean. You can find us on Stitcher. You can find us on iTunes.
Yep, we're on all those. You can find us on Twitter at @AGallonAGay. We're also on Facebook at @AGallonAGay or email us at @AGallonAGay@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. So
yes, and please like us, rate us, all that good stuff.
Yes, we'd love to hear your feedback. So please do that. Okay.
All right. Thanks guys for listening.
Bye.